WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the third day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant.
The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of flurries today. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. We'll run down the future weather forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Metro North engineer is a Germantown resident. Jim Fitzgerald and Frank Eltman of the Associated Press are reporting that the Metro North commuter train that derailed over the weekend, killing four passengers, was traveling at 82 miles an hour as it entered a 30-mile-an-hour curve, a federal investigator said on Monday. But whether the wreck was the result of human error or mechanical trouble was unclear, he said. Rail experts said the tragedy might have been prevented if Metro North Railroad had installed automated crash avoidance technology that safety authorities have been urging for decades. Asked why the train was going so fast, National Transportation Safety Board member Earl Weiner said, and I quote, "That's the question we need to answer," end quote.
Weiner would not disclose
what the engineer operating the train told investigators, and he said results of drug and alcohol tests were not yet available. The engineer, William Rockefeller of Germantown, was injured in the crash. Investigators are examining Rockefeller's cell phone, apparently to determine whether he was distracted. Weiner sketched a scenario that suggested the train's throttle was let up and the brakes were fully applied way too late to stave off disaster. Investigators are unaware of any problems with the brakes during the 9 stops the train made before the derailment. You'll find that full Associated Press story in today's Register Star. Joel Tiner is going to lead a power line protest in Albany. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County legislator Joel Tiner is lining up protesters for a December 12th caravan to Albany as a way to show state public service commission officials the intensity of opposition against a proposed set of high-voltage power lines. Tiner said the concerns have been aired during a series of public sessions, but a push to demonstrate objections needs to come before December 20th deadline for public comments. Among plans are 3 proposals to add a third 345-kilovolt electric power line that largely follows an existing corridor from Leeds in Greene County through Columbia County and south to Dutchess County towns of Milan, Clinton, Hyde Park, and Pleasant Valley. That full story you will find in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, the Hudson Common Council has adopted its 2014 budget. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council adopted the city's 2014 budget totaling $12.26 million on Tuesday. The new spending plan included a tax levy increase of just under 1%. While water rates for users will go up, the sewer rates will go down. As a result, the 2013 total water sewer rate will carry over to 2014. As for expenditures, the city will see a decrease in the city's contribution to the employees' retirement system, as well as the overall cost of employee hospital and medical insurance. The budget adoption was nearly thwarted due to the lack of a quorum. As the meeting was called to order, only 5 aldermen were present. The quorum requires 6. Following a short recess, 5th Ward Alderman Carmen Piero arrived, and the vote was taken. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. So as for the weather, for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of flurries and freezing drizzle before 9 a.m., patchy fog before 9 a.m., cloudy and then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees, but Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 3 days on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 44. Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m. and mostly cloudy with a low around 38. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 53. Thursday night, showers likely mainly after 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 38.
And for Friday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a low around 32. The sun rose this morning at 7:07 a.m. and will set at 4:23 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Tuesday, the third day of December 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.